Okay. Let's take the part that has nothing to do with me. Let me just be your most trusted friend now, the one that gets to say all the awful stuff, okay?
I guess. Yes.
You can't end up with Tom, because it totally goes against everything that you're about.
Yeah. Being a basket case.
I know you care about him. I've never seen you like this with anybody, so don't get me wrong when I tell you that Tom, while being a very nice guy, is the devil.
This isn't friendship. You're crazy, you know that?
What do you think the devil's gonna look like if he's around?
God.
Come on, no one's gonna be taken in by a guy with a long red pointy tail. Come on, what's he gonna sound like? No. I'm semi-serious here.
You're serious?
He will be attractive. He'll be nice and helpful. He'll get a job where he influences a great God-fearing nation. He'll never do an evil thing. He'll never deliberately hurt a living thing. He'll just bit by little bit lower our standards where they're important. Just a tiny little bit. Just coax along, flash over substance. Just a tiny little bit. And he'll talk about all of us really being salesmen. And he'll get all the great women.
Hey, Aaron! I think you're the devil!
You know I'm not!
How?
Because I think we have the kind of friendship where if I were the devil, you'd be the only one I would tell.
Well, you were awfully quick to run after Tom's help when
all right,
you
fine.
Wanted help.
Yes! And if things had gone well for me tonight, then I probably wouldn't be saying any of this. I grant you everything. But give me this. He personifies everything that you've been fighting against. And I'm in love with you. How do you like that? I buried the lead. Gotta not say that out loud. It takes too much out of me.
Stop.
I never fought for anyone before. Does anybody win one of these things?